The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In Florida, big shout out to WSRQ fans, woohoo, in Sarasota, also WFLN in Arcadia, and the rest of you across this great nation and all of those nooks and crannies. Boy, do we have a lot to get to. The world has gone crazy, I'm telling you. Close to home, what's happening is something that needs to change and is, thank goodness, changing. I've talked to many veterans, and we're going to get to that coming up in our next couple of segments. We're going to talk about what's happening with the VA and the VA situation and the fact that, boy, it only took a major crisis and people to die for the system to start to turn over. But outrageous what so many veterans that needed care went through. Now there's a big switch. Clearing the backlog. We'll get into it. Also, we have this problem at the border that is letting up a little bit. It's letting up a little bit, but we still have the problem of kids who need to go back home. Kids that need to be processed, but can't stay in the United States, one, because some of them have nowhere to go. This somehow gets lost in the message that, and I'm not kidding when I say this, that there were kids that came over with notes pinned to them seeking asylum. Seeking what? Solo asylum. I mean, it is a terrible situation. And parents were trying to figure out ways to get their kids to a better situation in some of these places in Central America that we've talked about, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. But how many can we possibly take in? I mean, we're talking sex trafficking. We're talking kids that have been abused. And we feel for these kids, right? But it's a crisis that we can't do anything about as far as just keeping kids that have come over with nobody even tied to the other side. And this is a lot of young people. Yes, there's gang members. Yes, there's other nefarious people that are getting in. But we need a real change, a legal change. Because we can't take the steps that some people are screaming we need to take. We can't do it. We don't have a system that works. And that's the problem. Sending kids into the U.S. illegally with notes pinned to them and praying and hoping that somebody will help them, oh, that's just not, that's awful. It's awful that that some of these families in Central America feel so compelled to do that. Close your eyes for a second and imagine you peddling off your kids that way. Because you feel like, I can't have my child with me. I can't have them in this situation. So we know that exists. We know that exists. But we can't do anything with that other than process and send back. Legally, we can't do anything with that. I mean, here's the thing. If you want to make a difference, then they got to figure out a way to fix the problem that seems like it's unfixable. Because none of the laws were enforced before. So because we've had decades of allowing this to happen and allowing the rules to be bent with businesses, this is what you end up with. And, you know, then you have the Honduran president who says, you know what, the U.S. policy is basically the biggest part of the blame for this border crisis. Really? How about your country? How about all the corruption, all the violence? How about all of that? How about working on Honduras instead of throwing nasty allegations the way of the United States. True, there is a lack of strategy and clarity, my words, in this law that was enacted that led to some of the problems because of the fact that you had those ads in the paper. But saying, look, the language is so ambiguous. And this is what the Honduran President Juan Hernandez said. He said the coyotes, the human smugglers, are taking advantage of the situation, and this is why they're doing it. Because of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Because it allows for discretion for certain kids in the country illegally. And this is what the problem becomes. So Hernandez, who was on Greta Van Susteren's show, said that parents who have been in the United States illegally for years have been told by smugglers that changes in U.S. immigration law will allow their kids to be granted legal status if they arrive alone or with their mother. So they pay drug cartels to smuggle the kids through Mexico to the U.S. border. The smugglers are giving the women, the females, birth control pills because they say they know they're going to be sexually abused on the journey. If I said this weeks ago, the other thing that people don't understand is some are killed, kidnapped, and some are forced into human trafficking situations. So Hernandez is meeting with the president on Friday, along with the presidents of Guatemala and El Salvador, the other two countries that we keep mentioning again and again, with kids who are flooding, swarming the border. All three supposedly are going to ask the Prez and Congress to help with some kind of a plan for economic recovery in Central America. And this is what they're saying. This is the overall picture. Reduce the violence, educational opportunities, and clarification of the U.S. immigration policy. Okay, so reduce the violence and educational opportunities. Let me ask you folks, what does that look like? What is that going to look like that is going to turn around the situations there in all three of those places? And what is that going to cost to do that? And how is that going to guarantee that these kids don't get sucked into the gangs or the drug cartels? Let's be realistic. Not that I'm saying you don't try to help, because this situation is untenable. Now we're going to throw money at the the Central American and Latin American countries, and with what? What's going to be the accountability with this? How do we know that this is going to work? What is it that we're going to try to do? Betcha. You throw that money in that direction, the way those three countries operate, you're not going to get much change. Where do you think the money is going to go? What do you think the money is going to be used for? Haven't we learned that lesson? What do you think? If you want to throw in, you certainly can. How do we solve this riddle? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Problems in the Ukraine and elsewhere. We're going to talk about it, but next we got a great guest. Don't go away. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies as I am in an undisclosed location in Florida. How exciting. Dawn Zier joins us. She is the president and executive officer of Nutrisystems. And boy, we're talking about food a ton on this show. And in this edition of For Your Health, I thought it'd be interesting to talk to Dawn, as she just did an interesting op-ed piece on the Huffington Post about food labeling and portion control and that kind of stuff. Dawn, first of all, thanks for stopping by ATN. We appreciate it.
Hi, great to be here, Kate. Thanks.
So food labeling, a lot of people, let's be honest, are confused about when they read the labels anyway. And a lot of people also think, people in nutrition, in that kind of field like you are, when they look at it, they don't understand amounts, and it's very misleading, the low fat, no fat, that kind of thing. Do you think that we should almost have a course in food labeling?
Well, it's very difficult to understand, and there's a lot of inconsistencies between labels from one company to another. So I am always out there reading the labels and looking. Probably one of the simplest things you can do is make sure that you understand the serving size on the items that you're buying, because sometimes it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, and do you think that's a big problem? Obviously, at Nutrisystem, that's one of the things that you've had such success with, that there is a thing about portion sizes, and a lot of people are confused about that. For example, and you say you're always looking at labels, is like candy bars. What's the deal with candy bars? Clearly, a candy bar is one serving, not three, right?
That's what I would think. But often if you pick up a candy bar and read the fine print, the label on the back, what you see is that that candy bar is meant to be for two people. So it might look like it's 160 calories, but if you eat the whole thing, it's 320.
Ooh.
And we see that constantly. You look at bottles of soda. Is a 12-ounce can of soda one serving or is a 20-ounce bottle? Both are labeled as one serving. It's really not clear at all.
Yeah, so do you think that's kind of the game? That's kind of the game for some of the people in the biz that work for different companies is messing around kind of a little bit with portion sizes on labels? What would they gain by that? Because people want to eat less calories, right?
People want to eat less calories. Muffins. Have you ever had half a muffin and put half away for later? You know, a lot of these muffins, if you look at the size of a muffin today, they're really for two people, and the labeling will say it's for two people, but I've never shared one.
No, when you're away on business or whatever, you're running down trying to catch a subway, you grab one, and then it's shocking, too. Like you said, this is, goes back to that whole thing of the actual calories. I think people don't realize, and this is what you've had such great success with your company. People don't realize how many calories they're consuming, do they?
Right. It's hard. It's really hard to track your own calories, which is why with a program like Nutrisystem, where we deliver the food to you and it's portion controlled, you know exactly what you're eating because we're pre-describing it. What happens then is we begin to teach you about portion control because you actually see the plate of pasta in front of you is what is normally one portion, not what you might go out to your favorite Italian restaurant and eat, which probably could feed your entire family.
Yeah. As the CEO of Nutrisystem for you, I would imagine that all this is so important in your life, and you're probably pretty good. I'd love to go shopping with you. You're probably good at reading labels. What do you do to make sure that you're not getting tripped up?
Well, I do look at the labels. I look for the protein. I like to look at dietary fiber, and I certainly watch the calorie count and the serving size behind it. I think a little education for the American public could really go a long way. And some of the work that the FDA is doing right now and updating the look and the content that's going to be on serving labels is going to, I think, help consumers achieve the information that they need to make better choices. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the FDA is going to ultimately do in that respect. Another fascinating thing to me is plate sizes. If you look at your normal dinner plate, it's about 2 inches bigger than what it was probably when our parents or the generation before us was growing up. And people actually think because the plate sizes are bigger that they're eating less, which actually couldn't be anything further away from the truth. What we know from a study is that people are consuming 16% more, but estimating that they're eating 7% less by using these larger bowls that they don't realize the size of the bowl or the size of the plates have increased. So it's confusing out there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I think with this whole portion thing and knowing what you're eating, I've found this with friends. There's a misconception because of that, okay, well, then I'm just going to pound it. I'm not going to eat breakfast. I'm not going to eat a heavy lunch, and then I'll just chow down at dinner. And a lot of times I think, and I'm not a nutritionist, but just in an observationist, that I think that that's what also helps keep people to the point where their metabolism isn't working. Do you think that's part of the deal?
I think that's a big issue. What we prescribe is eating multiple, like 5 or 6 meals a day. So you have your breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can have a mid-morning, afternoon snack. And it's very important to have breakfast. We've probably all heard it. I haven't always been the best practitioner of it, but now I am. That morning breakfast is so important, whether it be yogurt or little cereal, whatever, eggs, whatever it might be, to get your metabolism going and to get your body jump started. Very important.
Yeah. As the CEO of Nutrisystem, I can imagine you're always looking for new ideas or just working on what is the core of the business that has worked so well and has helped so many people. What's new with Nutrisystem that people might not know? Because Nutrisystem's been around now for a while.
The company's been around for 40 years, and we've done a lot of innovation over the last year. So one of the things that we know from studies is that, and I think it's very psychological, so it makes sense to me, is that if you're successful in that first week of trying to lose weight, your long-term success is actually a lot higher, and the ultimate amount of weight that you use. let you lose because you get motivated. So what we introduced this past year was a Fast Five kit as the jumpstart to our program, which helps people lose weight in 5 weeks. And it's a combination of meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, accompanied by energizing shakes, which, to your point, boost your metabolism a little bit in the morning, and then craving crusher shakes in the afternoon, which helps, I don't know about you, but usually 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I'm looking for a snack, and if you have that, it really fills you up. So we're finding that people, from the clinical research that we've done have lose on average 5 pounds with the Fast Five. So it's a great way to jumpstart the weight loss in a healthy way, because you don't really want to lose more than, 5 pounds in that first week, and then, 1 to 2 pounds every week thereafter. But if you think about it, over 2 months, you can be down, more than a pant size.
Is one of the gratifying things for you to see, and because that's what, it's always about the personal stories, is to hear about the personal stories of people that have had massive success with Nutrisystem?
Oh, absolutely. It really changes lives if you think about it, from the dad who now can run around with his child playing football, or the mom who's not, always taking the pictures instead of being in the holiday photos, the couple that renews their wedding vows because they lost 100 pounds together. We hear a lot of really motivating stories, and we have our call centers right in the building. So I'm constantly going downstairs and just listening to customers on the phone. And it really is what it's all about. What I love is working at a company where you're helping people every day change their lives and helping them make the decisions they want to become healthier.
Yeah. And when you get calls from the call center, also I'm sure people have suggestions on what they'd like to see. And you said that you developed the Fast Five, and then it's also about the food itself, right? What are some of your popular dishes that it seems people like the most?
We have a lot. We have our ice cream sandwiches, which, again, portion control. It's not about the diet that works for you, is the diet that you can stick with. And we believe it can't be about deprivation. It has to be about having variety and choice. People like the pasta. They like the hamburgers. We have a new turkey and bacon rigatoni dish that just came out. So we're constantly innovating and listening to what the customers want, and they actually can rate the foods that we offer, and we diligently go through it and eliminate foods that are not as popular and replace them with more popular foods. We're also looking a lot at trends and what people are starting to like to eat that might not have been as popular a decade ago or 4 or 5 years ago, and trying to introduce them into our menu.
Yeah, and do you find too? I'm curious about this, that you're talking about the couple. So with Nutrisystem, it's men and women. You get just as many men too, that are doing it now, don't you?
We get a lot of men. It's about 75% women, because dieting still is primarily a female sport. But about 25% men. And we find if you do it with your spouse, partner, or a best friend, buddy, you have a greater chance of success, because that person is helping motivate you. You're motivating each other. So we're always thrilled when we see people joining and doing it together.
Yeah, there you go. Dawn Zier, thanks so much. President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. We appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A frequent visitor here on America Tonight, just tremendous person, says, our thoughts for our veterans, that's where it is, all of us must contact Congress to pass VA reforms before a recess. Lives are at stake. And boy, is that not the truth. Here we're up against it in just a couple of weeks. That's it. Congress recesses until September, and the doc couldn't be more right on. How many veterans have we had on the show? How often have we talked about the terrible situation in Phoenix, obviously, but before that, we talked about some of the conditions at the VAs, not knowing, of course, what had happened with the two secret lists and the people who died waiting too long for treatment. So I'll say this. Republicans slammed the Dems on Thursday after most of them boycotted a conference committee meeting to work out differences between the House and the Senate bills addressing the VA crisis. House Speaker John Boehner called the Democratic no-show shameful. And I have to agree. I don't always agree with the tan man. In fact, a lot of times I don't agree with him. But in this case, come on, give me a break. If the VA needs $17 billion, it needs whatever it needs to start working on the backlog of nonsense that they've had in the past, and they need to do it. You can't ask people to give their lives, their limbs, their hearts, their minds to a voluntary military now at this point and then do nothing for them when they return other than put them into the system and let them wait and wait and wait to get the calls and to get the treatment and get the medication that they, frankly, need. But we all agree on that. I don't think any of us disagree with that. I thought the smart thing to do would have been flip them a card, send them to a private hospital, pay for it, whatever, at this point. But you need that VA reform bill. If there was ever a law that needed to be passed, boy, this certainly is one of them, don't you think? What a layup. All right, on that note, some of you reacted to that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Amy, who says, Kate Delaney, I love the fact that you support the military as much as you do, because believe it or not, there are people that don't support the military. And the VA has to be a sanctuary for people who desperately need help. Let's face it, part of this is PTSD and what has happened to so many of the soldiers when they've come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and frankly, even before that. But whether it's a mental crisis, a physical crisis, or whatever it is, how can we not help the men and the women, frankly, that have helped through not just the last couple of wars, but the ones before them? What a shame that the people we elect don't get off their hands and do something about it. It should be one of the top priorities. Love the show. Thanks. It should be one of the top priorities. Absolutely. I say it again. This one has no politics attached to it. Republican, Democrat, at least among the masses on the Hill, different story. Not so, though, in the nooks and crannies where you are listening to me. So the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee begins confirmation hearings next week. Now that the VA Secretary, Eric Shinseki, has been gone, they need someone to replace him. What about Robert McDonald? That's the real possibility. We'll see. We need accountability. And whoever takes that position, they have to be not only a great leader, but they have to have what I would say is a take-no-prisoners kind of attitude. No nonsense, get to the bottom of it, and accountability, accountability. And they also have to go in and sweep the floors. They got to get rid of a lot of people. I mean, they got to just do it. They got to go in and do what's necessary to turn this around for the veterans. They really do. Let's go to the next one. This one from Ron. My family, including myself, served. Enough said. Veterans need to have the kind of care they deserve. It's so sickening to hear of the gory details of what happened in some of the VA hospitals, Kate, around the country. Most veterans won't complain, and maybe that's part of the problem, that whole squeaky wheel thing, don't you know? And so who was looking out for the veterans in the past? But we've already been there. Let's move forward. Get a bill to turn into a law and get this done. If your elected officials won't do it, don't elect them the second time around. All right, well said. One last one on this subject. This one from Mayor, who says, the VA is a place where anybody who served should be able to go and not have to wait for months upon months for an appointment, particularly if they have something terribly wrong with them. There is something sad, depressing, and broken in this country if we can't get at least that right, for goodness sake. Yeah, I agree. Come on, how hard is it to get that right? I don't know, it's going to be righting a bunch of wrongs, and it's going to cost some money, it's going to take manpower, it's going to take a good person to really lead this forward. And pretty tough on whoever steps into that spot. but pretty necessary. Pretty necessary, I'd say. All right, moving on to something completely different. Here's one from John who says, Kate, it's the three wise men, haha, meeting with the president. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall, as you say, and hear what the presidents from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala have to say to President Obama? You know they're asking for money. Of course they're asking for money. It's the perfect ruse. We need to do something to clean up our countries. Please, America, help us. And with what's happened now with these kids, you know we'll be guilted into it. But is that really the right way to go? Well, here's what I would say. There's so much corruption and violence and all that other stuff. Where is the money funneled into? Where would the accountability be? How are we stopping the violence in and the drug cartels that are thriving in those areas? How's the United States stopping that by handing over blank checks? Well, maybe not blank, but checks with a bunch of zeros in them for all three of those countries. Or they're blaming us. So is it our fault and we need to take care of the mess because there wasn't a great strategy in place for the implementation of this executive order of the president's that sent all these kids clamoring to come into the United States and their parents pushing them out to try to get them a better way of life. So is it our fault and we have to do something about it because we've created a crisis on both sides of the border? It is the perfect way for all three of those countries, call me cynical, to get money that won't really directly see the light of day when it comes to seriously attacking this situation, because I don't see how it's going to do that. And now they're talking about by the end of September that we probably will see maybe 90,000 that are going to jump across the river. 90,000. If so far we believe the number is 57,000 minors and it's going to go up to 90,000, wow. That's just insanity. I mean, that's just insane. But talking about it is not going to do anything. Period. End of story. They got to go back. Some people would say, why do we send aid to these countries? They're not using it to help their people, and we're going to give them more? Yeah. I don't think so. All right, I went off on a tangent, one quick one. This one from Stan, who says, crisis at the board at my foot. I don't think we need to do anything to help, sorry, these kids or these families that are coming over. It's crucifying the rest of us in this country. At what point do we say enough is enough, and we can't let our borders get this out of control? What's wrong with POTUS? Oh, never mind. I think I answered my own question. No more aid. They're talking about aid. Until we get our country back, why would we pump aid into the countries who are destroying us on those border towns? Well, what will come out of this, I guarantee you, what's going to come out of this meeting, there's going to be a photo op, there'll be a press conference, and they'll talk about some kind of a deal. It'll have some clever title about handling the situation. I don't know what the title's going to be. And then it's going to be the United States is going to give XYZ to all three countries to help combat the violence and pony up money for education and whatever else. But do you think that's going to keep parents from not trying to send their kids across the border? I don't think so. There is blatant corruption and criminals, I think, that have infiltrated many of the systems in all three of those countries. All right, stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Woo-hoo. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Fell in fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Boy, it flew by, didn't it? Got to mix in a few other things. It's interesting to talk to the head of Nutrisystem. Why? Nutrisystem, you heard her say, it's been around for a long time. So I was curious. I was curious about the whole portion size thing. And isn't it interesting that the plate is that much bigger? So there's a big hint to you. I guess get a smaller plate. Wouldn't that help? You know, when you have the small plates, just get the small dessert plates and use that as your dinner plate. And I wonder if in a couple of weeks if it would reflect, you know, if you would see that you dumped a couple of pounds, I would imagine. Because that is true if you think about it. It's like that whole supersize thing. It used to be you just go and you'd get the regular hamburger. Now it's supersized and the fries come in 15 different sizes. But, hey, we do have choice, right? We do have choice, and I think you can't take choice away from people. All right, we have a choice here, too. At least Nathan Reeder does. Nathan, how are you?
Oh, choices!
You and I both like choices.
Yes.
We're choice people,
yes.
Definitely. So that's why we love this segment, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. All right, bingo. You know, talking about talking to the Nutrisystem woman who runs the show. Wonder how she feels about Big Macs. Check this out, Nathan. You think it's fair? In China, a Big Mac is $2.73. In the United States, a Big Mac is $4.80. In Brazil, a Big Mac is $5.86. In Norway, the most expensive Big Mac in the world, $7.76. So how about that? That's the exchange rate, basically what it would cost for. So in Norway, it's the kroner. So it'd be 48 Norwegian kroners for that.
Thank you.
up things here in a nice, neat little package as we head for the exits for this hour of America Tonight. Interesting, I happened to come across this in, who knows, the myriad of things I was reading during the day, but you might not have seen this, and I've talked about this before. I like things, all things space. Not that I'm the most knowledgeable person about every space flight that we've taken, just that I think it's really cool. And especially the beginning launches and what that was like for those astronauts. We've had some of the astronauts on the shows in the past. How about this story about the Apollo 11 patch that was flown on the first moon landing is going to launch with the astronauts to Mars. It's about things. You know, it's about pieces of history. So it's funny because my nephew asked me something about that. Like, what would the people behind us, what would they see of ours if we had a time capsule? And I can remember as a kid, we had a time capsule at one of the elementary schools that I went to. And they talked about, well, what would you put in the time capsule? And everybody competed to come up with ideas of what you would put. So this is like a time capsule of a different sort. It's taking a memento from the first moon landing and bringing it with them 45 years later. It's this mission patch from Apollo 11. It's
spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.